I'm Natalie Liu, and you're listening to the Baggage Reclaim Sessions. Hello, hello. How are you doing? When you think of the term bare minimum, what springs to mind? Growing up, the bare minimum in an exam situation, for instance, was, and this might be an Irish thing, was you get 10% for writing your name correctly on the exam paper, and the absolute minimum was 40%, a very basic pass. 39 and below, and you'd failed. Now, of course, you were encouraged to get above and beyond that. It was understood that the absolute bare minimum on a subject was getting that 40% pass. The bare minimum is doing just enough to get by. It's the smallest possible amount of something, the smallest amount of conditions for something to happen, for it to be okay. It's what someone can get away with, the least possible expenditure of bandwidth, so time, energy, effort, and emotions, the least possible commitment. It's dialing it in, ticking the minimal amount of boxes. There are times when doing the bare minimum might be necessary, like when our bandwidth is consumed by a challenge, or where, for whatever reason, we're incapacitated. For instance, after Dad passed away in March 2017, in the first sort of couple of months afterwards, I just did not have it in me to be doing a great deal. I dropped as much as possible out of my schedule, not least actually because it took 27 days for the funeral to happen. A similar thing occurred the following year when I think a combination of grief and tinnitus and having trained for and run a marathon in 4 months, I went for a period of feeling low. Again, I had to drop as much as I could and do what I felt was absolutely necessary in order to take care of myself. And even actually in those first few weeks of the pandemic, oh my gosh, I slept my head off. I just didn't have it in me to do a great deal. And I think that it's in these times when we do really the bare minimum, we do really just what we can manage given the circumstances that we're juggling with, that it turns out that paradoxically, we're also giving a gift to the self, because in doing what we think is the bare minimum, you know, even though we feel low, even though we are struggling with something, we're like, okay, well, I don't feel like I can do a great deal. I don't feel very good about myself, but okay, I'll do this. Just that little bit actually pays great dividends, because in letting go of so much, but also not putting that pressure on ourselves, we give a great deal to us. We support us in ways that we might not necessarily fully understand. Here is where the bare minimum is an issue, and it's what's at the heart of today's episode. It's having a bare minimum mentality in our interpersonal relationships, especially when it's by default. It's engaging with people from this place of, do you know what? I am gonna expect so little of you that surely you can't screw this up. Surely you should be able to do that. Or I'm gonna have really low standards and accept the absolute bare minimum from you so that I don't have to have boundaries and discernment that would mean me actually walking away or pulling you up about this. And that's a problem. In fact, one of my most frequent complaints from listeners, readers, and clients is the sense, this belief that the person they're involved with, romantically or otherwise, is capable of more than the bare minimum because the person has done it before, whether that's within this relationship or even where they've observed it elsewhere or where they think they've observed that elsewhere. And then they wonder, well, what the hell's going on and why have they stopped doing that? They often internalize it as there's something wrong with me. This person is withholding. I must have done something wrong. Is it something I said? Is it something I did? What can I do to make them go back to who they were in the beginning? And there is a very simple and scary explanation for what this person is doing. If somebody is a Billy Bullshitter, or they never intended on being in a relationship, or they don't want to be in something mutually fulfilling, or they go out of their way to avoid intimacy, works out that they can get the same of response and investment from you no matter what they do. They will gradually, sometimes sharply, do less and less to not just manage down your expectations and bring the involvement to a level that tips in their favor and that allows them to enjoy the fringe benefits without basically putting too much of themselves into it. But they will also, even if they don't realize it and even if they won't admit it, do it to get a sense of what you will and will not put up with and what you're really about. If you act as if you are madly in love, as if the sun shines out of their backside, as if you are their girlfriend or their boyfriend, or that you're in a relationship or marriage, even though that is not the case, or you act as if nothing is wrong when something is wrong, and you basically carry on as if what they're doing is entirely normal, they quite simply do not have to make an effort, or they don't have to make the original level of effort that they appeared to be capable of doing. When you wonder if you're asking for too much, or you have to keep telling yourself that you're not asking for too much, you are accepting the bare minimum in a relationship. If you wonder how they can find the time to go to the bathroom, to eat, to go on social media, to do all sorts of stuff, yet they can't even scratch out like a minute to reply to a text or time to like hang out to do stuff, you're really only asking for the bare minimum, and you need to stop yourself in your tracks and check yourself. When a company pays a person minimum wage, they're effectively saying, if I could pay you less, I would, but I'm paying you what I can legally get away with doing so. I mean, there are companies where whatever the minimum wage is in that country, they pay that and not a penny more. And many of these companies make massive profits. And many of these companies do not offer stuff, for instance, like healthcare, and have some pretty exploitative practices that are going on. And I get it. In a work context, sometimes needs must. It's what we have to do in order to get by. It's what we have to do in order to make a living. We have various different sets of economic circumstances. But that shizzle does not carry over to our interpersonal relationships. And we must stop settling for, minimum wage relationships, bare minimum relationships, and then wondering why they're not intimate and fulfilling. And we have to ask ourselves when we're in this situation, why give someone that option? By accepting bare minimum, we accept the least fulfilling version of a relationship. And that's why we feel hungry in that relationship, because we are subsisting on crumbs. Of course, we're pissed off and dissatisfied when we're in that kind of relationship. Of course, we are wondering, is it me? Am I just like too needy, too sensitive, difficult and demanding? Am I just expecting too much? Is this what modern relationships are like? Is this like as good as it gets? Of course we're asking those questions. We're settling for the bare minimum. And I'll tell you something, humans are not bare minimum kind of creatures. Yes, sometimes what can happen is that we are socialized and conditioned to deprive ourselves, to just like scrape by. Sometimes what we are used to is the bare minimum. But when we look at the way we feel, including like how we feel within our relationships, how we feel about ourselves, how we feel about some of the choices that we're making, when we're scratching it out and being bare minimum in our choices, in our attitude towards ourselves, we do not like it. Case in point, casual relationships. Now, I'm not a hater of casual relationships. What I'm not into is where we gaslight ourselves, because fact of the matter is, humans do not like being treated casually. So with very little thought or care, nobody puts baby in the corner and all that jazz. So when we tell ourselves, oh yeah, yeah, I'm totally cool with a casual relationship, and what we've really done is we've gone in with, you know, like with credit cards, where they used to do those low introductory APR offers where you didn't have to pay, you know, that interest for the first year. And I think you could do like balance transfers without charges and all that type of stuff. This is what we do. Actually, not just with casual relationships, but with bare minimum relationships, where it's like, you know what? I am just going to let you do the absolute bare minimum. And then when I've got my feet really firmly under the table and you see how fabulous I am, and I have auditioned for you and displayed all of my wares, you are gonna want to do more. But as was the case with these, you know, low introductory APR offers that these companies used to run with these credit cards, often what people would do is they would just go and transfer that balance elsewhere and close down that card. And a similar thing happens within our relationships. If we tell or show someone who is not interested in co-creating a mutually fulfilling relationship what our minimum is, they will do that or less. Someone who is active and intimate with us in a relationship, or who intends to be, wouldn't even entertain that conversation. Wouldn't even be trying to do the minimum, because that's not what they're about. And the bare minimum isn't, and I hear this a lot, X amount of texts or calls a week, X amount of in-person meetups each week or month or each quarter, right? When we are getting down to that kind of thing, we have low standards. If we have to break it down like this, there's already a part of us that's resigned to having much less than that, plus anxiety. When someone only wants to give the bare minimum in a relationship, or less for that matter, they are being stingy with their bandwidth, their time, energy, effort, and emotions, their attention. And it's their prerogative to use their bandwidth how they choose, but they don't get to impose a crumb relationship on us while making out that it's a loaf, because it's not. When we're in a bare minimum or minimum wage relationship, we tend to either not say anything and go through this internal debate about what's going on and what to do. We possibly drop hints. So try to drop hints about what it is that we want, or we drop hints through our passive aggressive behavior about our dissatisfaction with the situation. Or in the other camp, we do try to address the situation by essentially trying to get the person to at least stump up the bare minimum. It's like, I'm not even asking that much of you. Just do this. Just do this little bit and I'll get off your back. And then in some instances, actually, we're like, okay, I'll let you do this. I need you to do the equivalent of giving me a pay rise of 10p, 10 cents, 10 whatever, an hour. No. Now, I'm often asked, should we confront this? So should we confront this person about this being a bare minimum relationship? Abso-frickin-lutely. as we need to face up to the problem and at least attempt to communicate with our partner about this. Unless, of course, we're not in a relationship. Because if we're not in a relationship and so we are dating, which, you know, with dating, it's about getting an initial sense of who each of us are and whether we're potentially on the same page in terms of wanting to explore the possibility of whatever type of relationship it is. If in that discovery phase, what I call stage one of relationships, it's becoming clear that this person is really only capable of whatever the bare minimum is, but we've got all the information that we need. We don't need to try to convince them to do an awful lot more so that we can then try to convince them to be in a relationship. We've got the information. We're not compatible. We don't share similar values, and our emotional needs will not be met within that relationship. However, it is also important when it comes to confronting this situation to have an honest conversation with ourselves. As someone who, prior to starting Baggage Reclaim in September 2005, I had far too many minimum wage relationships, something that I had to confront in myself was that I accepted similar treatment from men as I did from myself. I also had to acknowledge that as bloody annoying and outrageous as some of the behavior was, I had, by extension of my continued presence and my silence and my going along with things, even if I grumbled behind the scenes about it, effectively communicated my boundaries and communicated that I was okay with the situation. When I used to be in these minimum wage relationships, I did not treat myself with love, care, trust, and respect. I did not know myself well enough. I didn't like myself, right? And I remember the conversation that really triggered the epiphany, the awakening that I experienced that set in motion me starting Baggage Reclaim and basically sitting here on this podcast, well, I don't know, 16 and a half years later. And it was deciding to call up the guy that I had been, air quotes, seeing for 5 months to let him know that I didn't want to continue. He had been doing the absolute bare minimum after being very hot out the gate in pursuit at the beginning of our involvement. And I said, what makes you think that I'm the kind of woman that would put up with a situation like this? And as those words came out of my mouth, it felt like everything shifted around me. I realized that he thought that I was that kind of person, that kind of woman, because I was, because I had, not just with him, but in all my other relationships. And that changed everything for me. I had an attitude of allowing men to treat me like basil or basil, I think, as some people pronounce it. You know, the herb? Now, if you're familiar with growing this herb, then you know that you water it just as it's looking as if it's about to not die out, but like it's on the edges. And that's how I used to be in my relationships. And it's also what my attitude used to be in terms of self-care. Like, it was only what I did when I was in dire straits, which really was like acute, urgent care, not actual self-care. So yeah, in these situations, we do need to confront the issue, not as in have a confrontation, as in face whatever it is that needs to be faced. Have the conversation that we need to have. We can only confront this issue with ourselves and with the other person by being honest about our needs and the type of relationship we want to be in, and also by owning our part in things. And I say this because if we didn't know we needed more, that's okay. Relationships offer a window into understanding what it is that we need. And so it is through these experiences that we gather this intel, this data that says, I know you thought you could put up with less. I know you thought you could manage on crumbs, but let this be an opportunity to recognize that this doesn't work for you. So it is discernment. We discover who we are by discovering who we're not. It takes being in these situations to recognize sometimes how little we were prepared to settle for. And sometimes it takes getting exactly what we said we wanted, what we said we needed, to discover, oh, actually, I need or want something else altogether. This doesn't work for me. When we recognize that, yeah, maybe we did come into this situation thinking that we needed less, and now it turns out that we don't, we then get to admit to this person that we thought we needed less, or that we're only just getting clear. And that's okay. We don't have to know everything perfectly. That's the nature of life. And our relationships reveal what's really going on. It's also important, though, when we confront this situation, to recognize that empathy is about recognizing our own and other people's positions, recognizing that they have a position that may be different to ours. And so if we go into these conversations where it's like, I'm right and you are wrong, then we're already really shutting down any conversation. And I appreciate that depending on what's going on, it could be a very, very annoying and frustrating conversation. But if we are in a relationship, relationships are 100-100. So each person is responsible for the relationship and also responsible for themselves. And if we are not happy with the state of play in that relationship, of course it is okay to point out, hey, you're only whatever, you don't do whatever. But we also have to be willing to, as I said, recognize our part, but also be willing to be open to recognizing, you know, acknowledging what it is that the other person needs and wants. And if that person is not on the same page as us, if it turns out that we have entirely different values in terms of where we want to go in life, the type of relationship that we want to have, the level of intimacy, you know, how much each of us wants to be there, then we know that we are incompatible. And this is something that I talk about in episode 209. Emotional availability is about generosity, intimacy, and being emotionally giving. And this is not going to happen when we are in a bare minimum wage relationship. Because by extension of that person dialing it in, doing just enough to get by, and given the absolute minimum amount of bandwidth, that is not giving. That is holding back. And that means that they're unavailable for a mutually fulfilling relationship with love, care, trust, and respect. We can go up, down, sideways, whatever about all of this. There is no escaping that. And the thing is that when we, whether we tell the person or not, opt to accept the bare minimum, we set ourselves and the other person up to fail. We're also establishing the relationship on a crumb foundation. Whether we tell them the bare minimum or not, in us knowing that we are accepting less than what we need, desire, and deserve, the least fulfilling version of a relationship, we will resent them. We will wait for them to misstep. And when they do, it will seem particularly egregious because it's like, how the hell is this person pulling this shizzle with me when I'm letting them do the equivalent of writing their name on the test and getting a basic pass? How are they managing to screw this up? We're sabotaging ourselves because we're ultimately making this person an accomplice to doing ourselves wrong by having low standards. And then we get into this really hideous situation of trying to get them to do the bare minimum, or trying to get the equivalent of, you know, that few pence or cents of a pay rise. Let's not do this to ourselves. We deserve absolutely more than the bare minimum. When we treat ourselves with love, care, trust, and respect, we will not accept less from others than what we can already be and do for ourselves. Knowing our bare minimum isn't a starting point for trying to drag people up to higher standards. It's our code red alert that we're in a subpar relationship or diminishing ourselves in some way. Ultimately, we always deserve more than crumbs, from ourselves as well as from others. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time, and take care of you. Thanks so much for listening to the Baggage Reclaim Sessions. If you'd like to say hi, or you want to let me know what you thought of an episode or of the show in general, or you'd like to suggest a topic, the best place to get a hold of me is on Instagram. I'm at Nat Lu. That's NatLue. You can find links to it and my other social channels in the show notes at baggagereclaim.co.uk/249. There is a full list of episodes at baggagereclaim.co.uk/podcast. And if you've enjoyed the show and you haven't done so already, I would love it if you could subscribe in whichever podcast player that you're listening in. And if you could take another moment to rate and review the show, that would also be fab, because it all helps with spreading the word. The Baggage Reclaim Sessions doesn't feature external advertising. So, if you're enjoying what I share on here and you'd like to support, you can do so by checking out the blog. I have classes, I have courses, and I've also got my books and audio series. And you can find all of these on the main website at baggagereclaim.co.uk or .com.